Idaho is the latest state to pass a so-called Stand Your Ground law, which gives people more license to use deadly force when threatened. It's also one of many states where local gun groups are making politicians think twice before opposing similar gun rights measures. Guns in America's Heath Druzin has more.
Idaho State Representative Christy Zitto keeps three guns around the house, but she's also got a burglar alarm.
This is a guinea. We have one guinea. She's better than a watchdog. When she gets upset, the whole entire neighborhood knows it. And then I've got three dogs. We have a Yorkie, the border collie.
That's Zitto, speaking at her rustic farmhouse, set amid sagebrush and crop fields in Hammett, Idaho. Stand Your Ground and Castle Doctrine, the rights to shoot when threatened and defend property without having to retreat, are sacred ideals to her.
And that right is a God-given right. In fact, I wrote down some scriptural references to give to you that support Castle Doctrine.
Zitto won her seat 2 years ago after beating a conservative incumbent who was painted as insufficiently pro-gun. She got help from the Idaho Second Amendment Alliance, part of a loose association of state gun rights groups across the country.
Get involved in the fight to pass Stand Your Ground law and other pro-gun bills down here in the Capitol.
They ban guns here at the Republican State Convention, and they have the gall to fly an enormous American flag here.
Mike DeWine betrayed gun owners when he teamed up with Feinstein.
Those are videos from the Iowa, Georgia, and Ohio gun owners groups, all of them politically to the right of the NRA. Despite their conservative views, they often target Republicans who they say aren't pro-gun enough. Back in Idaho, the Second Amendment Alliance claimed their biggest political trophy this year after Zitto pushed a bill that would have given Idaho one of the most permissive Stand Your Ground laws in the country.
I firmly believe that the Second Amendment is one of our most important constitutional rights.
That's Tom Lorcher, who represented his ruby red corner of eastern Idaho for nearly 30 years. He used his position as a committee chairman to kill the bill. This year, he and his A-plus NRA rating won't be back at the state capitol after he lost his primary. Standing his ground on Stand Your Ground appears to have killed his political career.
My first thing was not anger with my constituents. What did I do to them that they would think that I hadn't served them well?
Laws broadening the definition of self-defense have been sweeping the nation since Florida passed its version of Stand Your Ground in 2005. Today, it's the law in well over half of American states. At the moment, calls for gun control are growing in much of the country, and several studies have linked Stand Your Ground laws to increases in homicides. Which brings us back to Lorcher, the Idaho politician who opposed what he saw as an extreme version of Stand Your Ground. The Idaho Second Amendment Alliance painted him as a gun grabber, even though he actually supported the more limited legislation that became Idaho's Stand Your Ground law.
These groups like this are good at one-liners, but they're not good at details. And the devil is always in the details on all this legislation.
Nonetheless, the Idaho Second Amendment Alliance helped knock out Lorcher and one other Republican incumbent. They spent more than $11,000 in state races, significant money in contests that rarely get much attention and often feature no challenger. During the upcoming legislative session, the Idaho Second Amendment Alliance says it will keep trying to make it easier to claim self-defense in shootings. Alliance President Greg Pruitt says his supporters will be watching.
They might want to take out some other legislators at the ballot box if they're not going to let the people have a voice.
And it won't be a theoretical discussion. A deadly shooting in October following an argument in North Idaho is likely to be the first case to test one of the country's newest Stand Your Ground laws. For Guns in America, I'm Heath Druzin.